This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Credit goes to Senator Ben Sasse, who has tried to get the U.S. Senate to pass the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Act. This time it was filibustered by 41 Democratic senators. Let me remind you that the bill would merely require doctors to provide medical care to infants who survive an attempted abortion. You might think that this would be standard medical procedure, but you would be wrong. Some who oppose the bill counter that the legislation is unnecessary or that it is redundant. Decades ago, I was speaking at a pro-life event when I met a young woman who survived an abortion attempt. Now in her 40s, she and many other abortion survivors have testified in Congress and in various state legislatures. You might wonder why members of Congress and members of state legislatures oppose legislation to protect a child born alive. It isn't because Americans agree with their opposition. Alexander DeSantis documents one survey that found that nearly three-quarters of Americans believe doctors should be required to care for infants who survive abortion. I believe that pro-choice politicians who oppose such a bill fear that making even an exception for what is essentially infanticide would weaken their arguments for abortion. And I've also tried to document in previous commentaries that the Democratic Party has become much more extreme on the subject of abortion than they were just a decade ago. Pro-choice politicians also know they don't have to pay any political price for their opposition to this bill because the mainstream media covers for them. Alexander DeSantis, in a recent column, provides extensive documentation for how the press inaccurately covered the legislation. That's a sad commentary on both the Congress and the media today in America. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
From CBN Films, I Am Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland. I Am Patrick, in select theaters 2 days only, March 17th and 18th. IamPatrick.com.